My name is Alex Baldacchino. I'm Senior Lecturer in Addiction Psychiatry, NHS 5 Consultant in Addictions, NHS 5 Research and Development Director.
Why is research and development so important?
Working in a busy clinical environment and trying to give the best to patients all the time needs an opportunity to question what you usually do on a day-by-day basis. And there is nothing better than having an environment where those questions are then dealt with in a scientific way. And that is where research and development comes into place within a very busy environment. Research tends to improve clinical practice because the staff and the patients get the best deal.
Who exactly benefits from research and development?
People who would benefit most with the patients. I say that not necessarily because it's fashionable to say that, but it is because by creating an environment where people are able to critically appraise what the staff are doing, what type of medication is being given, and other aspects in health and social care, would allow an environment where patients will get the best deal. I mean, the best deal is if patients are participating in clinical trial, that means that they will not only be provided with the best ideal case scenario for care, but also might be involved in trying new medications.
What benefits will the new department bring at Queen Margaret Hospital?
The NHS 5 Research and Development Department has been in existence for about 12 years now. It has grown not only in size, but it has grown in the way it works with academic environments, clinical environments, business environments, commercial environments, in order to provide the best research that NHS 5 can be proud of.
Is it likely that Fife could be established as a centre of excellence?
Well, Fife is actually already a centre of excellence in research. 4 years ago, NHS 5 has been accepted as an EU Research of Excellence and has been accepted as a mature and serious research centre in order to be part of a pan-European study. The important thing is that we invest a lot in people. By investing in people, we are also investing in the NHS 5 becoming a sustainable, inquiring organisation. And that is usually the core ingredient in making such an organization a center of excellence.